Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. This is a great time to gain some greater self-awareness. Without greater self-awareness, we aren't resilient. We aren't authentically confident. We aren't vibrant. We aren't healthy. We aren't able to deal with all of the chaos without conforming to everybody else. The moment we lack self-awareness is when the impulse to conform to everybody else enters. The moment we lack self-awareness, we don't know how to ask for what we need in an argument with our partner or spouse. The moment we lack self-awareness, we make a bad decision that we knew wasn't right for us. It's always the first thing, awareness. The first big gate of personal development that I believe everybody goes through in their own journey to maturity, happiness, fulfillment, aliveness, connection with others, ultimate life satisfaction, that first gate of personal change is awareness. Now, I know some of you already know this, but think about this. In any given moment, we can be aware of our feelings, of our environment, of how our emotions are affecting our minds, of our decision-making, of our surroundings, of God, of universe, of connection to this very moment. In any given moment, awareness can ebb and flow, can't it? And sometimes in your life, I know some of you feel this way, you're going so fast. There's so much on your plate. You're so busy at home and at work. Everything's going 90 miles an hour. And it feels like you're so torn from happiness or torn from the moment that you don't feel connected. And that is when awareness is sort of out the door. And that's why in the last decade, the topic of mindfulness, you know, went from sort of a subtle art to like a societal need. And as all of the research has been showing in the mindfulness research of how that can make us feel more grateful, happy, appreciative, loving, connected, and kind, and resilient, it's become more and more clear that people get this. But you don't go through the gates of awareness all the time by choice. Sometimes it's pushed upon you. I know many of you have had that story, just like I have in the past, where you weren't ready for change. You might have been resistant to change. Does anyone have any family members, team members, people in your life who are resistant to change? It's just like you're around people and you're like, why won't my husband change? Or why won't my child want to be better? Or why won't my kid do better in high school? Or why? It's like, we all know somebody who just doesn't ever shift into that. And what you need to know, I'm going to make you sort of a casual coach today, or an influencer, or a leader today. We'll use all that under the term of influence today. If you want to influence others, you have to understand they're not going to start taking action to change until they've gone through the gate of awareness. And sometimes that gate of awareness, you can inspire it, you can role model it, and sometimes life just has to happen for them. We all know people like that. It's not a judgment. Sometimes you can't be responsible for everybody else in their lives. You got to let life be their educator. I've said that in other, I'd say, more obnoxious ways in the past. I've said, hey, you can't be responsible for the train wrecks in everybody else's life, but hopefully, as we all mature and become more conscious, we realize that everyone walks a tough path. And as we become more aware of the difficulties others face, we become more compassionate, more kind, more thoughtful. But you and I both know where it begins, don't we? It begins within. It begins with a consistent practice of gaining greater self-awareness, to our real thoughts, our real feelings, our real desires, our real needs, a real understanding about where are we in our lives.
I know friends who this last year, for example, they realized how incredibly unhealthy they were physically. And they finally decided, you know what? I got to get in shape. I got to eat better. I got to stop drinking so much. I got to start taking better care of myself. And they made major shifts. Why? Because maybe one day that moment of awareness hit for them. They looked in the mirror and they're like, oh my gosh, I hate what I see. Or they finally accepted how they felt, or they listened to that message in their brain that says, hey, you can't keep doing this. You got to get healthy.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
There was always that moment of awareness. Something happened. There was a moment where it clicked. What was that for you in your personal development journey? If you think about the three biggest times of your life that you changed, like those big, what they often call in psychology, those inflection points or those critical incidences. What were the three times when just major shift happened in your life? I promise there was a major gate to awareness opened up for you. Either it was an insight, an aha, maybe you're like Eckhart Tolle, you're just laying in bed and all of a sudden, woo-woo! You know, awareness and presence enters your life. A new level of consciousness lands on you. Wonderful. Maybe you had to go through something. It was a divorce, a business ending. You got fired. Somebody said no. You got in a health challenge. An accident happened. For me, as you know, an accident happened. I got in a car wreck. And it was the ultimate perspective check. At that point in my life, I thought I wanted to die. At that point in my life, I'd been suicidal and depressed. At that point in my life, I didn't see that my life could ever be abundant or happy or loving. I didn't get it. And then that car accident, bam. And that was like a knock on the head, literally, that opened up my eyes and made me realize, oh, I don't want to die. I want to live. I just don't know how. And that was my awareness. It was, I want to live. I don't know how, but I've got this second chance. And I understand I want to live. I understand I want to love. I understand I want to matter, but I don't know how. And that began a lifelong journey in personal development, and then psychology, and then philosophy, and then neuroscience, and then high performance studies to try and just understand how do people change. Well, maybe as you're listening to you, what were those three big things for you? Maybe it was a health thing. Something happened with your family. Maybe that was when you went off to school, or when you had the birth of your first child, or something happened and it shifted you into another level of awareness that said, I want to improve. I want to get better. I want to be healthier. I want to be happier. And if you haven't had that yet, then let me knock on the door a little bit and say, hey, this is a great time to gain some greater self-awareness. Without greater self-awareness, we aren't resilient. We aren't authentically confident. We aren't vibrant. We aren't healthy. We aren't able to deal with all of the chaos without conforming to everybody else. The moment we lack self-awareness is when the impulse to conform to everybody else enters. The moment we lack self-awareness, we don't know how to ask for what we need in an argument with our partner or spouse. The moment we lack self-awareness, we make a bad decision that we knew wasn't right for us. It's always the first thing, awareness.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.